This is HMM correspondent Anna Cowie, and I'm here with Judith Eng, a longtime environmental activist, former Region 2 administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, and the founder of Beyond Plastics. We're here today to talk about the Albany County Clean Air Law. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Anna. Wonderful to be with you.
Great to have you. To start us off, can you give some background on the Albany County Clean Air Law, otherwise known as Local Law B? What is it and why is it important?
Sure, it's really important, and people can remember it as Local Law B, Ban the Burn. It started out well over a year ago when a number of local citizens learned that the Lafarge cement plant located in Queens, New York, just south of Albany near the Hudson River, wanted to import one-third of the state of Connecticut's garbage and burn it at the cement plant. We quickly mobilized and was able to block that, but it got us focused on what else is the Lafarge cement plant thinking of burning. And we saw that, shockingly, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation had approved their request to burn a very large amount of old tires. So the town of Queens passed a local law that would have prevented tire burning at Lafarge. The local town supervisor and a few town board members did a heroic thing, knowing they were going up against special interests in the community. And unfortunately, they lost in their next election campaign. They were targeted for their support for the local clean air law in the town of Queens. A new town supervisor and a new majority on the town board came in, and they said that they would not enforce the Queens Clean Air Act. And that gave us the idea to try to adopt a Clean Air Act at the county level. So that's the origin, and it's been lingering for so long that while we were really focused on tire burning at the cement plant, in the interim, we learned that the U.S. military had shipped 2 million pounds of toxic firefighting foam that would be burned at the Norlite hazardous waste incinerator in Cohoes. So if you picture Albany County, we have threats to air quality in the most southern part of the county and the most northern part. So the sponsors of the Clean Air Act amended the bill so that it would also prohibit the burning of toxic firefighting foam in the city of Cohoes, including at the Norlite hazardous waste incinerator. Now, the bill does many other important things. For instance, it would prohibit the construction of any new garbage incinerators or waste burning facilities, which is important and, in fact, might be the first county in the whole state to do that. So we're anchored with the issues of toxic firefighting foam at Cohoes, at the Norlite facility, and tire burning at Lafarge in Queens. So this Monday, August 10th, the Albany County Legislature will be voting yes or no on whether to provide these clean air protections. And I might add, not just for the residents of Albany County, but because air pollution knows no geographic boundaries. And these are tall stacks, particularly at Lafarge, this air pollution can envelop the entire capital region. So this is a very important clean air vote for the entire Hudson Valley.
You just referenced Norlite, which is something that you've been doing a lot of organizing around. Can you discuss some of the organizing that you've been doing and how it specifically ties into the Albany County Clean Air Law?
Well, we've mostly been raising public awareness because we have to pass the Albany County Clean Air Law this Monday, August 10th, and we should talk about how the public can comment on that. We have to pass it because we need permanent protection to make sure that the burning of toxic firefighting foam never happens again at Norlite in Cohoes. Norlite is an old hazardous waste incinerator that has a history of violating environmental laws. And the first thing we did as environmentalists was alert the public and policymakers that Norlite burned toxic firefighting foam throughout 2018 and 2019 without telling anyone. Did not tell the public, did not tell the local elected officials. I'm not entirely sure that state regulators knew about this, even though the New York Department of Environmental Conservation has an on-site staff monitor at the facility. The big concern is that when you burn toxic firefighting foam, by definition, it's a fire suppressant. It doesn't burn well. And so the PFAS chemicals are not completely destroyed when the incineration of this material takes place. And you also can be forming new toxic chemicals that come out of the stacks in addition to not having complete destruction of the PFAS chemicals. So this is a pretty serious health and ecological threat. These chemicals are called forever chemicals for a reason. They never break down. They also pose a real risk in terms of thyroid disease, kidney cancer, testicular cancer, ulcerative colitis, pregnancy-induced hypertension, and other illnesses that have been documented due to exposure. And we're not just exposed to PFAS chemicals from drinking water, but also if it is released into the air. Dermal exposure is an issue, and breathing it in is a real concern. So we need to pass this Albany County Clean Air Act to make sure that Norlite never burns toxic firefighting foam again, and to make sure that the Queeman's Lafarge cement plant does not go forward with their plans to burn tires.
And this law has been in the works for quite a while. In 2019, the law was actually tabled because of technical revisions that needed to be made, but it's come back up again now. Can you talk about some of the challenges that this law is facing and why it might be such a close vote on Monday?
Well, the major challenge is because Lafarge Cement Company, a multinational corporation, is actively opposing this law and also sharing information that's just not accurate. So this is a bit of a David and Goliath situation where you have Lafarge threatening to sue Albany County if they adopt this law, which is really not good democracy. You know, if you're opposed to an environmental law, that's fine. Stick to the substance and say why you're opposed, why you think it's bad policy, why it's not necessary. Don't be a litigation bully and threaten county legislators that if they adopt the law, that they will be sued. So that is the major hurdle we are facing, and that is why we need residents of Albany County to call and email their own Albany County legislators before Monday evening, August 10th, and also before the legislators vote on Monday evening. And by the way, they meet on Zoom, so it's very easy to go to the website of the Albany County Legislature and watch the discussion and the vote on Monday evening. But also they will be holding a public hearing prior to the vote. So people who care about this, whether you live in Albany County or another county, can go to the website of the Albany County Legislature and sign up to make a 2-minute statement on Monday evening. It's pretty easy. You just speak your mind, say why you think this is a good or a bad law. They don't ask you questions. You just give them your advice on what you think the legislature should do with this. So this has been carefully considered for a very long time. And if the Albany County Legislature votes in support on Monday night, and I honestly don't know if they will or they won't, I sure hope they will, but if they pass it on Monday night, it then gets sent to Albany County Executive Dan McCoy. He has to hold another public hearing within 30 days of receiving the county law, and then he has to decide whether to sign or to veto this law. So it's not an easy process getting a new law on the books, but it's worth all the work and all the time if it gets us a higher level of protection from air pollution. I firmly believe that clean air is a right, it's not a privilege, just like healthcare Everyone should be breathing clean air no matter what zip code you live in. And unfortunately, there have been recent studies that demonstrate that if people live in an area with high levels of air pollution, it's much harder for their bodies to fight off the coronavirus. So this proposal is far more important than I think most anything the county legislature will be dealing with in the near term. And I believe that if enough people contact their own county legislators, we should get a favorable outcome here.
Thank you so much, Judith.
Sure. Thanks, Anna. Take care.
You too. That was Judith Enck, a longtime environmental activist, former Region 2 Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, and the founder of Beyond Plastic.